Begin the current daf and says Pesachim daf Samaches. Begin 13 lines down from the Tam of the Yomid. Where the Gemara continues on the one of the ideas mentioned in the previous daf, which was what Rabbi Yechon had said two halachas from his Rebbe. One of them was that the halacha of a Baal Keri is like a Zav, and then the Gemara had asked different questions. The Gemara resolved those questions. However, that he held that a Baal Keri, although it's on a lower level than Tumas Mes, and Tumas Mes only has to be sent to the Machne Shechina, however, the Baal Keri will have the same status as a Zav, just like that has to be sent out of two Machnes, so to Baal Keri. The Gemara continues with a similar drasha. Tanit Tani Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. There's a pasuk in Devarim that says, V'yotzel Mechutz LaMachne, that this pasuk is a reference to the Baal Keri. He who has a seminal admission, and says, Ki'yeh b'cha'ish, if you're going to have a man, and he has this tumah of shech v'zera, so he has to go out of the camp. So, zumach neshchina, that's a reference. Which camp is the first one you have to go out of, which is the most stringent, and that is the holiest place, that's mach neshchina, and then around it is mach neviyah, and then mach nisrael, and then you're out of everything. So the first one, if it's saying you have to go out, is from the mach neshchina. Then it says, lo yovel techa mach, and he shouldn't come into the camp. What's it repeating it for? Zumach neviyah. It's saying that he has to be sent out of osa mach neviyah. And again, the same halacha that Rabbi Yechon had learned, this Tana brings, Mikan Labakari Shiyotz Lechutz L'Shtei Machnes. That the Bakari has to be removed from two different camps, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, that if he becomes Tami and Dazara in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go out of not just one of the Machnes Shechina, but he even has to go out of two. So on this drasha that they were set in front of him from this Braisa, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi asked the following question. There's two different versions of this question that the Gemara brings, essentially asking the same idea, but it's using the reverse terminology. So Amalei said to him, Akati lo Eyalte, you have yet to bring him into the Machne Leviyah. We only discussed so far on the Pasuk, as the Pasuk broke it down to two different drushes. First saying he has to go to Machne Shechina, then he can't come into Machne Leviyah. So you have yet to even bring him into the Machne Leviyah. You just took him out of Machne Shechina, and afikse, you're already taking him out from the Machne Leviyah. And that is as Rashi explains. From the fact that the Pasuk is saying, lo yovi l'toicha, that's the second half. The first one is yotza mechutz l'machne, he has to go out of the machne, which is saying is machne shechina. Then it says, lo yovi l'toicha machne, don't come into the machne. Which machne is that? Machne leviyah. If you're saying that he can't come into it, obviously he's saying that he's standing outside of it, and that's why he's saying you can't go in. But the difficulty is that you didn't say yet that he's out of the machne shechina and that he's in the machne leviyah, that you had sent him out to say that now he can't come in as if he's already out. And that is, to understand the terminology of the Gemara's question, Rashi explains, is that you have yet to bring him in. In other words, you never spoke about his coming into it. What is the halach of him coming into the Machne Leviyah, that you took him out already and you spoke about him as if he went out, and that to say he can't come in. So how do you understand that by saying that you can't come in if we never even said what his halach is, that we already removed him from that? That's one version. Lishna Achrin, another version is, it's the exact opposite wording, but essentially it's the same thing. And that is, Akati lo afikse. You have yet to remove him from Machne Leviyah because you just took him out of Machne Shechina, so where would he be? He'd be Machne Leviyah. And Ayalte, and now you're already warning him about coming in, and that's what Ayalte means, that you're already talking about what is the halacha about him coming in. You have yet to take him out. How can you say that he can't come in? So essentially the Gemara's questions, the two versions are asking the same thing about how can the second half of the Pasuk saying he can't come in when we didn't even discuss taking him out first, and therefore how can you say the first part is taking him out of Machne Shechina and then the second half took him out of Machne Leviyah? Ela'ema rather say like this, Mechutz la'machne, the first half of the Pasuk, that he has to be out of the camp, zu Machne Leviyah. That's a reference went to the Machne Leviyah. Now, that is where he has to go out from. Now, when he's going out of the Machne Leviyah, which is the middle camp, then lo yovel techa machna. That's when the second half of the pasuk says that he shouldn't go into the machna zu machna shechina. That is, he shouldn't enter into the machna shechina. So we're taking him out of the machna leviyah. Now, when he's going out, he should go to machna yisrael, not to machna shechina. That's what it's saying, that he has to be removed from both. And that is, as Rashi explains, had we not said both terms of leaving and not coming in, so we would have thought it's only in reference to the machna shechina. And that's where you have to go out from. But if you're in Machne Leviyah, you wouldn't have to be sent out. Now that it says two different machanois, so that's obviously telling you that you have to be out of Machne Shechina and Machne Leviyah. And how do you understand the pasuk? Not like it was first explained, because that wouldn't make sense to say he can't come in if he was never sent out yet. Rather, the first part of the pasuk saying you have to send him out of Machne Leviyah, and now don't go into the Machne Shechina, rather go into the Machne Yisrael, because you're sent out of both machnas. On this, the Gemara says, Maskel Ravina. Ravina asked, how do you know that these two terms are, yeah, they're definitely saying don't go in and go out, so you want to say the two different references are to two different machnes, machne shechina, machne leviyah. How do you know? Maybe they're both in reference to the machne shechina. The lav or lav, ba'asei v'loy sasei. One is in the negative of saying that you should go out, and one is saying don't go in, so one's a positive, one's a negative. So maybe that's what they're both talking about for the same area. And that the Gemara answers, Imkain, if that was the case, so then Lema Kra, the Pasuk should have said, V'yotzal mechutz l'machne, he should go out of the camp. That's the mitzvah's essay. V'lo yovel tech, and he shouldn't come in. Hamachne l'amali. Why does it have to repeat the term hamachne, the camp? It already said we're talking about the camp, which is the machne shchina. Shemamina, from there it's coming to teach you, lead loy machne acheres, to say that there's another camp that he has to go out of. Not only machne shchina, but even machne levia. Another Gemara returns to discussing our Mishnah that spoke about that Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, certain elements not. What are those that are Deicha? So one of them was Umichi Krava V'chulu, and the Michui of the intestines. So the Gemara asks, my Michu Krava, what is this Michu of the Krava, what is this process that we're doing that is allowed to be done on Shabbos? So the first Pshat the Gemara brings Rav Huna Amar, he says, Shemenakvan Besaken, is that they would make a hole in the intestines to let the waste matter come out. Because if you leave it inside of it, it's going to get spoiled before it gets dark when it's already after Shabbos. So therefore, it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, two interpretations. Either Michui is from a term of liquefying, because it allows this liquid waste to come out, which would got dissolved inside, which liquefied inside. Or another terminology is from like the Pasuk Timcher Zecher HaMolek, which is a terminology of destruction, of creating a hole. And that is what was done to make a hole in the intestines to let this come out. Chibar Avam, he says a second interpretation, it says Sirka de Maya, which that is the mucus that's stuck in the intestines, the nafka agav duchka de sakinah, that it gets out only by pushing of the knife, by scraping it. That is the term Michui, according to this pshat, is the terminology of something disgusting. That's why it says that the Michui Kravav, to get out of this disgusting things, that was allowed to be done on Shabbos. So Amr Belazar Allah says, my time of the Chibar Avam, what's the understanding behind his reasoning of his explanation of Michui, that it means to get out this mucus, this slime that's stuck on over there, as if this word of Michui is something disgusting. The Chassid says, a pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'charvois mechim, that the ruins of the fat ones, garm yochelu, so then the sojourner, those who are just temporarily there, they're going to eat it. Another Gemara asks, my mashma, what do you see from that pasuk, that mechim, which is the term of Michui, that the fat ones, that it's about something disgusting? Because the Metarkim Rav Yosef, like Yosef interprets the pasuk, what is the interpretation of that pasuk? That the ruins of the fat ones, the geirim, are going to eat. That is, v'nechsehen derishia, that the possessions of the wicked ones, and therefore you see that something that's wicked and evil is called mechem, which is the term of micha, which is what we're calling for the slime, and that's why he says that interpretation. Tzadik yachsenen, that's what it says, that the geirim, they're going to eat it. That's an interpretation for the righteous, they're going to inherit it. Now the Gemara goes to interpret the first part of that pasuk. Once it introduced it, it says v'ro'u chavasim, that the sheep will graze, and that's a reference to the Jewish people. Kidavram, as it was said. So Amar Menashe by Yirmi, Amar Rav, he says, what does it mean kidavram? That's kimadubim, like it was spoken about them, and that is as it was already guaranteed by the prophets that they're going to, the sheep will graze. So on that, the Gemara asks, "My kimadubabam, what does this mean? That as there was guaranteed by the prophets, what is this guarantee that it's saying that the sheep will graze?" So Abaya says that it's the end of the pasuk. That's the guarantee that's being explained that we just quoted before. V'chavras mechem, that the ruins of the fat ones, which is the possessions of the wicked, that garm yoichlu, that the righteous, that up until now they were like gerim and teishavim, they're going to be consuming all the possessions of the wicked. That was the guarantee. That was the kedavram, as it was said. That is the prophecy of the guarantee. On that, the Gemara asks, Amalei Rava, it says, Bishlem iksiv harbas. I would understand well to interpret the pasuk, the first half and the second half, as it's saying one message, if it said harbas. Kedikamra, then it would be like you said, and that is, I would think to say that the end of the pasuk explaining the first half of the pasuk. However, hashdiksiv harbas, now that it says avav, and the harvest, it's not explained in the beginning part of the pasuk. Rather, milsach ridikam, it must be saying it's something else. Because if it was one pasuk, it should have said that ro, chvasim, kedavram, what was that? That was harvest, that was the ruins of the wicked people. That is the gerim are going to be yoichu. But now that it says vicharvah, it sounds like it's and. There's another idea being said over here. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says that the kedavram, the guarantee that was said about the first half of the pasuk, was Kedrav Chanan al Marav. That's talking about something else. Damarav Chanan al Marav, that he says that Kedavram, what does it mean Kedavram? Like it was said regarding Eliyahu and Elisha, that they resuscitated the dead. And that is Asik, and so too, Asidim Tzadikim Shiach Yasam Mesim, regarding the righteous in the future, they will also be Mechaya HaMesim, they will make the dead come alive. How do we know this? Kesivach, it says over here, Bura'u Chavasim, and that the sheep shall graze, Kedavram, like as it was stated. Uksiv Hasim, the service over there in Micha, Yiru Bashan Begilad, that they will graze in Bashan and Gilad, Kimeirlam, like in the days of old, and both of these psukim have the term of row, of grazing. And therefore we compare the two, where over here it says, Kedavram, that they will, the sheep will graze as it was said. That's a reference to where else it says that they were grazing. That's a reference to Bashan and Gilad. Now, what is Bashan and Gilad? So Bashan ze Elisha. It's a reference to Elisha, Habom and Abashan. They came from Bashan Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph, V'yanei v'shafet b'Bashan. The Yanei and Shafet were in Bashan. And Shafet was the father of Elisha, as it says, Uchseva says in the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Poy Elisha ben Shafet, that here is Elisha, the son of Shafet, Asher Yatzik Maim Eliyahu, that poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. So we have Bashan being a reference to Elisha, and Gilad is Eliyahu, that's a reference to Eliyahu, Shnem, like it says the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, V'yayim Eliyahu ha-Tishbi mitoshvei Gilad, to Eliyahu the Tishbi, who is from the residents of Gilad, V'gayim, etc. So we see that the reference of Bashan and Gilad is a reference to Elisha and to Eliyahu, that just like they were Mechayim Mesim, so too the Tzaddikim Las Lava that says the same term of grazing, they will also ultimately be Mechayim Mesim, and that's why Rabbi says a different shot than Abai, because the Vav sounds like it's saying a different idea. Similar to this, the Gemara says, Omer B'shumba Nachmeni Omer B'yinsen, Asidim Tzaddikim Sheyichya Mesim, like we said before, that the righteous will eventually resuscitate the dead. Shenem, like it says, a pasuk in Zechariah, that there will be a time that the elderly men and women will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ish meshanta b'yadoi, and a man will have his stick in his hand. Me'rayv yamin, because of the old age. Chsevna says the pasuk in Malachim Beis, v'samta meshanti. Here it also uses the terminology of meshanis, of a stick, that you should put my stick al pnei hanor, on the face of the child. And this was by Elisha, the pasuk is written, where because he was being mechaya, he was bringing back alive the Ben Hashunamis, the son of the Shunamite woman, and therefore we see that both of them say the term of the staff, which is showing this reference of being a Mechayim Mesim. Now on this topic, the Gemara brings Ula Rami, and the Gemara is going to bring a few different contradictions relating to this time of L'Asad Lava in the future. Ula Rami, Ula posed the following comment, contradiction. Ksiva says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bila Hamavis Lo Netzach, that death will be swallowed up forever, and that is the Malach Hamavis, the angel of death, will be swallowed up, they will have no more power, no more rule over people. And yet it says in Pasuk Yeshaya, Kihanar ben Meyeshana Yamas, that the child, the person, will die at 100 years old. Now that sounds like, although maybe people are going to be dying older, however, it's going to be dying at a certain age, and the other Pasuk says there will be no more death. Another thing where it says, Loi Kasha, it's not a difficulty, because Kambi Yisrael, where it says that Ubilo Hamavis al Netzach, that there's not going to be any more death, that's a reference to the Jewish people. Kambakim, that's by idol worshippers, that they will die. So the Gemara asks about, Evi Kachav, my Baya Hasim. What in the world to come? What are the idol worshippers doing there? And that the pasuk that the Gemara brings, the Chsiva says the pasuk in Yeshaya, va'amdu zarim, that the strangers will get up, v'ra'u tzaynchem, and they will graze your sheep, u'bnei necher, and the sons of the foreigners, icharechem, they will be your plowmen, v'karmechem, and they will be the ones that tend to the vineyards. And that's why there's a need for the idol worshippers. But once we're done with them, then they pass away. They will be there working the fields of the Jewish people. Rav Chisda Rami, Rav Chisda posed the following contradiction. Siva says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'chafra halavana," and that the moon will be embarrassed. "Uvoisha hachama," and the sun will be ashamed, and that is because it's not going to be having any light in the world to come. Yet Siva says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'hoya ar halavana karachama," that in the future the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and "V'arachama," and the light of the sun, meaning in the future sun, "Yishivasayim ka'ar shivasayim," and that'll be seven times like the light of the 7 days. And that is, as Rashi explains, the term Shivasayim means 49, which is 7 times 7. And it says that this 7 times 7 will be like the 7 days of creation, which will be 49 times 7. So therefore, you're going to have that the sun of the future will be 343 times more than it is today, which is 7 to the third power. So that's obviously contradicting that it's going to say it's going to be embarrassed and it's not going to have any light whatsoever. And here it's saying it's going to be to the third power more than it is now. Another thing where it says loy kasha, it's not a difficulty, because kan loyim haba, when did we say that the moon will be embarrassed and the sun will be ashamed? That's in oyim haba, where there's not going to be anything but the glory of the Shechinah. And Kali Mesa Mashiach, however, when we said that the Ur Halvana will be like the Ur Achama, and that there will be more of their light, that will be even greater, that's in the days when Mashiach will come, which is before the days of Olam Haba. But on that, the Gemara asks, however, with Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that he says that the days of the Mashiach, before the Oil Mahaba, before the world to come, which is the Yomais Mashiach, is at the end of this world, that he says nothing is going to change than what it is right now. That he says, Ein bin Oil Mahazel lo Yomais Mashiach. The only difference between what how it is right now and when Mashiach, the days of when Mashiach will be here, is Eile Shibit Mamalchis Bavad, is only our subjugation to the foreign rules, and that will be ruled by Mashiach and not by the foreign countries. Michael Amem, according to him, what can you say? What are you going to do with the Pasuk? Because there is no difference in Yomais Mashiach, and already Oil Mahaba, there's no more light of the sun. So when is it that the light of the Levana will be the light of the Chama? So now the Gemara answers, both Pesukim are a reference to the world to come, and it's still not difficult, because when did we say that it's like there's no light? That's in the camp of the Shechinah itself. However, in the camp of the righteous, there the sun and the moon will be greater than it is right now. Rav Rami, Rav posed the following contradiction. Ksiva says a pasuk in Devarim, and the Amis of Achaya, I cause those to die, and I cause them to become back to life. Yet it says in another pasuk over there, Mechatz Divani Arpa, it says that I create the wound and I heal. So it's difficult, the Gemara asks. Hashta Chuyim Mochoi, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once it says that he brings people back to life, isn't it obvious that he's going to heal those who are wounded? In other words, it's like saying something much less. Obviously, if he brings back to life, he can heal the wounded. Rather, what the pasuk is saying is as follows: Elam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that don't say that when I'm saying that Amos V'Chaya, that I caused to die and I caused to live, that I mean to, that I'm not going to bring back to life those who have died. Rather, you would think to interpret that yes, I'm going to cause those who are dying to die and those who are coming to live, and that I'm creating those new people being born. That's why the pasuk continues. That's why the pasuk over there says Machatz Divani Erpa, to say that Masha Nimeimis Animechaya, that exactly what I'm killing, that is exactly the same type of thing that I'm going to bring back to life. Just like when I create a wound and I heal, in other words, just like when I create the wound, I'm healed, that you can only heal something that's wounded, so it must be that exact item, not something else, that I'm wounding one thing and healing something else, because you can only heal something that's wounded. So too, that's how you should interpret when I say that I am the one that kill and I'm the one that bring to life. It means bringing back to life that thing that I've caused to die. Similar, the Gemara brings a brisa, turn abanan, on the Amis V'Chaya, that I caused to die and I caused to live. So Yochel Misa Be'echad V'Chayim Be'echad, you would think that, yes, the death is a reference to one person, life is a reference to another person, that I caused those who are dying to die and those who are coming to live. Kedech Shalom Noig, like the world is used to such a thing, that people die and people live. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk says, Mechatz Divan Erpa, that I caused a wound and I caused to heal. To heal, just like the wound and the healing is on the same person, so to the death and the life is in that same person. And this pasuk, which obviously there's no other understanding besides the idea of bringing back to life those that have died, is a reference and a response to those who say that there is no source for tchias meisim from the Torah. Another interpretation how to understand this pasuk is, in the beginning, what I have caused to die, first I'm going to bring them back to life. And then, what I have created a wound, then I will heal that. And that is, as the people die, which is if they're lame or if they're blind or if they're dumb, when there's going to be tchias meisim, that's exactly in the same state as they're going to come back. Then, after they're back to life, then I'm going to heal the wounds that they had, as the Rashi brings a pasuk in Shailam and Hay, to show that they come back to life in the same state, and therefore it's not a contradiction. What is it saying, Mechatz Tiban Erpa, if ready to bring back to life? Because that is the chronological order that it's going to take in that form in Tchias HaMesim. So now the Gemara continues in Amud Bey, is again going back to our Mishnah, discussing things by the Karban Pesach that are Deiche Shabbos. And that is if Yudal Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So it says, V'hektech halavim, and the sacrificing of the fats, of the sacrificial parts that are going to Mizbeach, that is Deiche Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara says, Tanya Litna Braisa, a very important lesson. Reb Shimon, Boi Re'ei, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shai, to come and see how precious is the mitzvah done in its time. And that is Shari Hector Chalavim Vevar Mepedar Kshem Kalalaila, sacrificing the fats and the limbs and the peder fats, there are kosher to be done the entire night. As the pasuk says, Meyikra Perigvav Al Moikta Al Mezbech Kalalaila, can be done the entire night. And therefore, essentially, we could have been makter it when it's already night, when it's already Matzah Shabbos, and not to be Mechal Shabbos. Yet in spite of that, Ve'ein Mamtin Lehem Ashetachshach, we do not wait until it gets dark. and rather we are Mechal Shabbos, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chav Ches, Oyle Shabbos B'Shabbat Al Oyleas HaTamid, and that is because we find that it's precious to do a mitzvah quickly in its time when it's already given, and therefore although we could do it without doing the Chil Shabbos, we prefer to do it in the time of when it should be, on the day, which although it's Shabbos, it's still going to be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Nothing more quotes from the Mishnah regarding, so up until now the Mishnah had said what we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Then the Mishnah enters different areas of the Karban Pesach, which is a Machlokes, and the Gemara is going to focus on the opinion of the Tanakama, who holds that Harkavasai, the transporting of the animal for the Karban Pesach, and bringing it from out of the Tchum, and cutting off its Yabelis, which is the item that the Gemara is going to discuss as a contradiction, cutting off a wart, some other part of the animal that can't be there, that is going to be usher to be done on Shabbos. On that the Gemara asks, Verminu, but there's a contradiction from a Mishnah Masech Tzeirvin that says, Chaytchen Yabelis B'mikdash. There the Mishnah says that one is allowed to cut off this wart from the animal in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's very simply because we're not gezer on the Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only usher midrabbanan to do that. And therefore the Mishnah over there allows it, yet that contradicts what the Tanakhama says over here, that one is usher to do that on Shabbos. But then the Mishnah concludes over there in Erevin and says, Avaloi b'medina. However, although you can do it in the Beis HaMikdash, because we're not gezer shvus in the Isur D'Rabbanan, but you can't do it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Then b'klin, if you're doing it with a vessel, not with one's hand, then kan b'kan also, then either way, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be forbidden. But on that, that's the contradiction, that on the one hand, our Mishnah, that's at least the opinion of Tanakhama, holds that it's usher to cut off the Yabelis on Shabbos, and yet there in Masechta Zeirvin, it says that it's allowed. So now the Gemara brings two answers. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina. Chadama one says, idibi yad, that both Mishnayis, the Mishnah here in Masechta Pesachim and there in Masechta Zeirvin are talking about that you're ripping off the Yabelis with your hand, not with a knife, and therefore essentially there's only Issa Drabbanim. So therefore, but then, so what's the understanding of this two different opinions? Is ha, over here in Masechta Pesachim, we're talking about Belecha, we're talking about where the wart is moist. And that is, although you're doing with your hand, it's still going to be usher if it's moist, because since you could have done it yesterday. Whereas, over there, Masech Tzeirvin, B'Yavesh is talking about where it's dried up. And since it's dry, this wort, there's not even an Issa D'Rabbanan. And that's why, over here in our Mishnah, although, as we had explained, that although it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but it's not allowed because it could have been done from before Shabbos. And there, Masech Tzeirvin, where it's allowed, according to this Mandam, is because there's not even an Issa D'Rabbanan, because since it's already dried up, it's like you're not really doing anything. Now, Rashi addresses, the Gemara could have just said a very simple resolution to the contradiction and said that it's like Rebbe Eliezer over here, where he's the same Tana as the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin, because here he says that it's permitted to do the Chatichas Yabelis on Shabbos, and therefore over there it says permitted should be like him. And then Rashi says we couldn't have said that, to say that he's the Tana of that Mishnah, just like he says over here that it's Teichas Shabbos, because it says over there that im bechli, if it's done with a vessel, then it's a Malocha Gemura, and that either way, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be awesome. But if it was to be like Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi explains, he says, Machshire mitzvah adoiche Shabbos, even if it's a malacha gemura, as he says in Masechta Shabbos, Naf Kof Lamed, Amar Alf, that the Mishnah there says, Rabbi Eliezer says, that if you didn't bring the vessel from before Shabbos, then you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. So, although it sounds like that could have been the easiest resolution, it couldn't have been, because it says that if it's done with a kli, it's awesome, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even that would be mutter. So again, according to this first opinion, of either Rebbe Laza or Rebbe Yitzchak Chanina, he says both of them are talking about that's being done with Yad. However, over here that it's us is because it's Leicha, there that's Mutter, it's Yevesh, and you're not even doing Yisra Rabban, and that's why it's Mutter. The Chadaman one says, Idri Idi Beleicha Beleikasha. Both Mishnayis are talking about that they're moist. However, it's not difficult because Ha, over there, Masech Tzeirvin is talking about Biyad, when you do it with your hands. If you're doing it with your hands, it's Mutter. Ha, over here in our Mishnah, is talking about Bekli, when you're doing it with a vessel, which that is a full fledged Malacha, and therefore that's going to be Yasser. Now, Masech Tzeirvin, in the last parak, the Gemara there also brings this whole entire Sugya, and they ask over there, but that the difficulty is because although this Mandamer is saying that we're talking about by a Kli, which sounds like that's the resolution over there, Masech Tzeirvin, that it's permitted, is because it's only a Shvus, and the Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash is Mutter. Whereas over here, in our Mishnah, Masech Tzeirvin, they're doing it with a Kli, with a vessel, that's Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore that's not Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara over there in Eirvin asks that it seems like from the different groupings that our Mishnah puts the Chatichas Yabelis in with Harkavasa and bring it out of the Tchum, that it's only us because it's Drabbanan, and therefore it sounds like it's not what it claimed. The Gemara over there addresses that to resolve that it's not necessarily that way, but that's the Rashi just brings up that point. So therefore, again, there were two different explanations for this resolution of the steer, the Mishnayis, here it says it's Aser, there it says Mutter, either because here it's Issa Rabbanan, and that's why it's Aser, because it could have been done from before Shabbos, whereas over there it's Mutter, because it's not even a Shavuos, because it's dry, and since it's dry, it's like you're not doing anything. Or that here it's Aser, because it's Malacha Deiraisa, Malacha Deiraisa, not Mutter, even the Beis HaMikdash, whereas over there it's Mutter, is because it's only Issa Rabbanan, because there it's with a Yad, and here it's with a Kli. But now the Gemara asks each opinion, according to the other, why don't they say that opinion? According to the one that said the difference is that here it's with a kli and there it's with a yad. My time alo amar idi be'idi be'yad. Why don't they just say that they're both talking about with yad? But like Kasha, like the first opinion had said that habalecha, that over here that it's us is because that it's moist. And habi yavesha, there over there where it's mutzis because it was dried out, like you're not doing anything. So Malachi would tell you, yavesha mifrach priche. When it's dried out, it just crumbles. And therefore, you can't even call that to define when the Mishnah over there in Erevin allows you to do Chatichas, Yabelas, and Shabbos as dry, because that's not called cutting. It just crumbles, and that wouldn't be defined as cutting. And that's why you can't say that that is what the Mishnah over there in Erevin allowed. It must be talking about that it is Lecha, but the difference is that there it's Biyad, and here it's Bekli. Then the Gemara asks, "Ulamad dama idu idu biyad v'lekasha habalecha habayabesha." According to the one that said that they're both talking about with yad, and the difference is that here it's v'lecha, near it's yavesha. My time lo ema idu idu v'lecha. Why didn't he say like the second opinion that they're both talking about that they're moist v'lekasha habayad habakli? And that he would have said that over there that it's permitted is because it's with yad, and here that's usher is because it's with kli. And then he could have said that the Mishnah of Avrin is also talking about with lecha. So Malach, he would tell you kli. Is that what our Mishnah Pesachim is coming to tell you, that it's us if you're doing with a vessel? But Hakatani Hasim, that was already mentioned in the Mishnah Masech Dezervin, as we had just quoted before. The Mishnah Dezervin says, Imbikli, however, although we're allowing you to do Chatichas Yabelas in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're doing with a vessel, Kamakan Aser, then even the Beis HaMikdash here and there, in other words, here in the Medina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, and here in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be Aser. And therefore, this opinion is saying that why would we have to repeat it with an anonymous Mishnah over here, Masech Pesachim, to say that it's Aser, because you're saying it's talking about a kli, but the Mishnah Masechet Zeirin already addressed that same point. Why would it be repeated over here? It would be redundant, and therefore must be talking about now with kli, rather here it's lech, and there it's with yevesha. But v'idach, the other opinion would tell you that no, hadik tani kli hacha, although you're right, it already spoke about kli in that Mishnah, but the reason why we repeat it here again is because plukta, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua, slash, we wanted to tell you the machlaikis between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua, although the opinion of Rebbe Shua, the opinion of the Tanakama, that is, we know already from that Mishnah Masechta Sefer, we want to tell you the opinion of Rebbe Lezer that he holds is going to be mutter, even though it's going to be a malacha d'iraisa, because he allows that to be done, and therefore it's not difficult why he repeats it. And though, again, those are the two different approaches to resolve, either that because here it's with kli, and that's why it's asa, and there it's with yad, and that's why it's mutter, because there it's only Esther Abonin, or because here it's talking about by lecha, and there it's talking about yevesha, and therefore there you're not doing anything, and that's why it's going to be mutter. It's not even Esther Abonin, although as our Mishnah says that Esther Abonin could have been done from before Shabbos is asa, there with yevesha, you're not doing anything. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Amar Eliezer, Eliezer said, and there was this whole machlokes in our Mishnah discussing this, if this case of Chatichas Zebelis and these other Drabonins, if they're mutter to be done for the Karban Pesach and Shabbos or not. So Rabbi Yezus said, he said a kavochem, he says, Umaim shchita b'chulu, if we find by shchita, that's a malacha gemura, it's a full-fledged one, the Lama says malacha has to be done on Shabbos, yet it's allowed to be done for the Karban Pesach, so it's a drabbanon, like carrying the animal, or brings him out of the tchum, or cutting up the wart, most definitely it's going to be mutter. And the Rabbi Shua responded, and Rabbi Shua says, wait, I can bring you a raya from Yom Tiv, that although you're allowed to do a malacha d'iraisa, but isur drabbanon you're not allowed to, which Rabbi Lezer responded by saying, wait a second, Rabbi Shua. What are you bringing from there where that's only reshus, voluntary things, out of your own volition? Those are things that are not permitted, although we allow you to do Eichel Nefesh, which is a Malacha D'Araisa, but we won't allow you to do Isturi D'Rabbanan. But what could you compare to what I'm trying to talk about, which are mitzvahs, a Karban Pesach, that if we allow you to do even a Malacha D'Araisa, but should we allow you to do Ishvahs? So the Gemara says, so what's the upshot in Rabbi Yeshua? L'chai Rabbi Lezer had a good taina back to Rabbi Yeshua, and that is, what's he comparing from Yom Tiv, which is Rishus, to what Rabbi Lezer is talking about of mitzvah purposes? On that, the Gemara addresses by saying Rabbi Yeshua that he does learn from the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tiv as a proof to Karban Pesach, and that is, although we allow a melacha d'arais, it does not mean that we simply allow a melacha d'rabbanan that could have been done from before Shabbos. He's going l'tamei according to his opinion, the Amar Simchas Yom Tiv Namei Mitzvah, that he says the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tiv is also a mitzvah, and therefore not like what Rabbi Lezer said, that it's only a rishus. And still we find that it's not deicha, the Issa D'Rabbanan of Rishus is not deicha the melachas. And therefore, because since it could have been done from before Shabbos, that's why he shows that it's not a raya, although we allow let's say on Yom Tov to do a melacha d'oraisa, we still might ask for shvus. So too, regarding the Karban Pesach, although we might allow shchita, which is a melacha d'oraisa, we still might ask for shvus that could have been done from before Shabbos. To tell like within the braisa, this machloik is exactly between Beleza and Rabbi Shua, if it's considered a mitzvah or a shvus. As the braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ein leili adam b'yom tev, a person doesn't have a yom tev. Rather, either he decides to eat and drink, or he sits and learns, whichever one, but not both. Rabbi Shua Amir says, no, you have to split the Yom Tov in half. Half for eating and drinking, and half for sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, as we find by Rabbi Lazar, that he holds there is no such mitzvah to eat and drink. You could choose one or the other. And since there's no mitzvah, that's why he said what he brings from Yom Tov, which is Rishus. Rabbi Shua, however, says clearly that you have to eat and drink. You split it up between learning and between eating and drinking. And on this machleik is Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Vishnei Mikra Echad Arshu, it happens to be that both of them learn their respective opinions from the same pasuk, from the same source. Because Kasuv Echad Emer, one pasuk says in Devarim, as Tzeres LaShem Lekecha. And although we're using the same terminology, Red Tzeres, in different contexts, it means something else. Here it's a reference to Shvi Shel Pesach, that Tzeres, which is the last part of the Yom Tov, which is the end of Pesach, that should be for Hashem, your God. However, another pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar regarding Shmini Atzeres, again, which is also the end, which the end is always called Atzeres, and that's why Shavuos on some level is the end of Pesach. So it says Atzeres Tiyilachem, that the end of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, should be for you. So that's a contradiction. Is the Atzeres, is the Yom Tov, is it for Hashem Lekecha, or is it for Lechem? And that is the machlokes that we mentioned before. Rabbi Lezer Sava, he says you get a choice. Aikul Hashem, either it's entirely for Hashem, Aikul Lechem, or it's entirely for you. That's your choice. You can't both. In other words, either make a lechem lekech or make a lechem. Either you're eating and drinking or you're sitting and learning. Rabbi Shua Sava, Rabbi Shua holds chelkeyu. You split it up. That's how you resolve both psukim. Chetzi lechem, chetzi lechem. Half for Hashem and half for you. And again, that's why we find Rabbi Shua holds a mitzvah, and that's why he was able to ask that on Rabbi Eliezer. However, now the Gemara brings Avim Simen, which the Ayin is a reference to Atzeres, and the Vase is for the middle of Shabbos, and for the Mem is for the end of Purim. That's the beginning and the middle and the end of these three different Yom Tovim, where although we just brought a Machlekes, however, regarding these three, everyone will agree. And that is, Amr Belazar Belazar says, that Hakol Maidim, that everyone will agree, however, and that is even Rebbe Eliezer, who he argues in the previous halacha that we mentioned, that Ba'atzeres to be eaten Amalachem, that on Shavuos that you also need to have for you, that is to rejoice with eating and drinking. Although he said that every Yom Tov you choose between the two, on Shavuos he agrees you have to eat and drink and rejoice. Because my time, what's the reason? Yem Shenitnu B'Torah, it's the day when the Torah was given, and we have to show that it's something that it's enjoyable and geshmak, and that we like it, that we're enjoying it, so therefore we don't just sit and learn, we rejoice also by eating and drinking. Similarly, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Hakol Maidim B'Shabbos. By Shabbos also everyone agrees to be eating lechem, that you also need to have in Rulaza, that you have to have some element of lechem, of eating and drinking. My time, what's the reason? Because as a passing Yeshaya, v'kuros l'Shabbos, I think that you should call to Shabbos a delight, and that means that there's going to be good food and drink on Shabbos. And finally, the third one, Rabbi Yosef, he says, Hakol Maidim B'Purim. Everyone agrees that on Purim to be eating lechem, that you don't just sit and learn all day, that you also have to have some for you, some for the physical, some for eating and drinking. My time, what's the reason? Because says a pasuk in Megillas Esther, you may mishtav simcha ksebe. What does the pasuk say? It says days of rejoicing and of festivity, and therefore you see that it has to be eating and drinking. So a story related to this to illustrate this, that Mabred Ravina, Kula shot to have a yasa b'taneisa. The entire year he would sit and fast. That was the way of his avodas Hashem. Lavar, except me atzarta for Shavuos, Upur Yom Purim, Umali Yom Kippur, and the day before Yom Kippur, as the Gemara explains. Atzeres on Shavuos, as we explained before, was Yom Shnitnu B'Torah. It's a day that the Torah was given. Therefore, you have to have lechem. Purya, the day of Purim, you mean Mishtav HaSimcha Ksib. It says that it's days of festivity and rejoicing and banquets, and therefore he had to eat. Mal Yom Kippur, regarding Erev Yom Kippur, that's the Tani Chiyah Barav Medifti, that it says a pasuk in Beyikra, V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem Besisha L'Chedush, that you should afflict your souls on the 9th of the month. And the difficulty is, what do you mean, B'chib Tisha Mesanin? Do we fast on the 9th of Tishrei? V'olei B'sir Mesanin. But we fast on the 10th of Tishrei. Elohim Elchar comes to teach you this lesson. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, on Erev Yom Kippur, then the Torah considers it as if he fasted the 9th and the 10th of Tishrei. And that is the last paragraph of Masechta Yuma explains that this drasha is going according to the one that says that there is no chiyuv, there's no obligation to have what's called taisvis, addition of inoy, of affliction, to start the fast from before the night of the 10th of Tishrei starts, but even from the 9th. However, Rashi does say that even according to the one that really says that you even add your meisiv mechol al kodesh, that you have to add from the weekday to some of the Yom Tov to start it earlier, and therefore it would sound like that, yes, there is fasting on the 9th. But Rashi says that's learned from another pasuk from Bechar Shabbakata Tishbais, and therefore when this pasuk is saying that with the fasting of the 9th, what's it coming to tell you? This idea, that this, what you're doing on the 9th, which is eating and drinking, I will consider that as if it's affliction, as if it's an inui. So though essentially the inui is only going to be on the 10th of Tishrei, but if you're listening to Hashem's mitzvahs and you're so afraid of Yom Kippur and you're going to have this whole avodah and still you're eating and drinking, Hashem will consider it as if you're with fasting and doing the avodah even on the 9th of Tishrei. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, as we said, that the day of Shavuos was held in such high esteem by the tzaddikim, and that is on the day of Shavuos he would say, Avdi li, he would tell those that were in charge of his household to prepare for him a meal, make for me igla tilsa, a third-born calf, which is the most choicest type of a calf. And Amar, he would say, the reason why I want to celebrate so much on Shavuos is because Eloi ha'yayim de kagam, were it not for this day that caused me to learn Torah and to become so much elevated, there are many Yosefs in the street. In other words, there's so many people that have the same name as me, Yosef. And what's the difference between me and them, if not for the Torah that made me such a great person? And that's why he wanted to celebrate Shavuos, which is the day of the giving of the Torah. Rav Sheshes called Plasin Yoimin Mahadalei Talmudi. So Rav Sheshes, every 30 days, would review all his learning. Vitali, and then he would lean himself, V'koi be'ivr didashin, and he would lean on the bolt of the doorway. But Amen, he would say, again, the Gemara is continuing on this theme about how the Talmid Chacham would celebrate the learning of Torah, and how great it was for them. He would say, Chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi, that rejoice my soul, he was talking to himself, L'cha kroi, l'cha tenoi, that because of you, and for your sake, I have learned Chumash, and I've learned Mishnayis, and I've learned, done all this learning, and therefore be happy because of all this learning I'm doing for you. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is it really so that there's the only pleasure of the learning of the Torah is for those that learn it themselves? As if he's talking to himself, as if you know what all this learning is for. It's for you. That's, you know, that's the whole greatness. But Vamer Belazar says, Ilmoli Torah, were it not for the Torah, lein sky mushmaim arts, heaven and earth would not be around anymore. Shem, like it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Imloi Berisi Yemim Malayla, if not for my covenant day and night, which means if not for the covenant of day and night, which is a reference to Talmud Torah, which the pasuk in the first parak in Sefer Yeshua says, V'higisa b'yoyim ha'malai, that you should toil in it day and night. So if not for the covenant of Torah, which is day and night, chukah shemayim v'aretz leisamti, I would not place the statutes of heaven and earth. And that's what they wouldn't be around anymore, if not for the words of Torah. And therefore, what is he saying? That the words of Torah are for you, be happy. It's for the whole world. The whole world stands on his words of Torah. The Rosh Gemara says, you're right. But mi'ikari kavan inish, initially, when a person goes and learns Torah, adai te dinafshi kavan, he's doing it for himself. And that's the process. And therefore, he was first talking to himself to say, appreciate what I'm doing for you. I'm learning Torah, and it's bringing this oldest pleasure for you. So now the Gemara goes back to what we were discussing before regarding the raya of Rabbi Yeshua that he was telling Rabbi Elazar and saying, wait a second, it's not a raya because if we say shchita of the Karban Pesach is Zeicher Shabbos, so, and that's a malacha gemurah, most definitely a shvuah, so isra abonan of carrying from out of the tchum or cutting off the wort, for sure it's Zeicher. He says, what do you mean? By Yom Tov, we see we're allowed to do cooking and all different types of malachas, that a malachas deraisa, yet a shvuah, so isra abonan that could have been done from before Shabbos, we don't allow. And that the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, that although, as we explained before, that this was exactly the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua holds it's a mitzvah, and that's why he said it's the same thing. Whereas Rabbi Elazar responded to him saying, "You know, Yeshua, what are you showing me from over there? That's a rishus, and that's why, yes, although we allowed you a rishus of the raisa, but if you could have done the shvus from before Shabbos, we don't allow you. But I'm talking about a mitzvah, and if we allow you a mitzvah of an issa deraisa, for sure a shvus. However, isle perchas, not true. Rabbi Yeshua's Taina will even work according to what Rabbi Elazar wanted to say, that if a malacha of mitzvah is deicha, most definitely a shvus of mitzvah is going to be deicha. It's not true. That even what Rabbi Yeshua had said, that and with understanding Rabbi Elazar holds that regarding Simchas Yom Tov, it's only a rishus, it would still be a good proof to prove from Yom Tov, from the following Kal Vachomer, to say that even though we allow malacha deraisa, we would not allow a shvus. And that is because Umay Yom Tov, if we find by Simchas Yom Tov, which you write, Rabbi Elazar, you're learning that that's a rishus. It's something that's not a mitzvah, but it's allowed. However, shehita by malacha shel rishus, so we allowed you a malacha d'iraisa, cooking, other things that we allow you for oichel nefesh. But however, lohita shvashimo, still we did not allow on its paradigm, which is rishus, what it is. So we allowed you malacha d'iraisa, and you're saying that the yomtiv meal is not a mitzvah. But whatever we allowed it was only malacha d'iraisa. We did not allow what's coming along with it, which is issur d'rabbanan. So if so, Shabbos shlehita ba'el malacha shel mitzvah. So regarding Shabbos, which we only allowed you to do malacha d'iraisa of, let's say, cutting the of slaughtering the carbon pesach and other carbonas tzibur, we only allowed you a malacha d'iraisa of a mitzvah. So on its paradigm, ein adin shleitatir shavus sheima, wouldn't it make sense that we also did not allow its malacha d'rabbanan that's with it, that even though it's a mitzvah, in other words, it's the same hierarchy, and that is, although I could show you a case that we allowed you to do malacha d'iraisa, you're right, it was rishus, but it's rishus of shavus we did not allow. So here, what we only allowed you was mitzvah, so even though we allowed you d'iraisa, who said maybe we also would not allow you to do a shavus of mitzvah? And that the Gemara says that, however, on the top of Samach Tes and Aleph, although that was what Rabbi Shua's taina was Tribaleza, even according to what Tribaleza holds, that it's a, that yomtiv, simchas yomtiv would only be rishus, Tribaleza, he would tell you that it's not a kavuchema. Because shvus the mitzvah of the flame. Although the parallel makes sense, however, the shvus of a mitzvah is still better than the shvus of rishus. And therefore, although by yomtiv, where the simchas yomtiv, the having the meal on yomtiv is a rishus, and therefore we will allow it to be geyser and say that, however, what's been rabbanan is aser because you could have, let's say, done it from before yomtiv. However, regarding Shabbos, where that we're being deicha the malacha of, let's say, slaughtering or doing different malachas because of the mitzvah, then the chachamim would not have been geyser an issur d'rabbanan to be deicha the mitzvah, because if there is a mitzvah element over here, although in that parallel would make sense, it's not true, it's not the same thing, because although regarding rishus, the rabbanan would be geyser even when the Torah allows you d'iraisas, regarding a mitzvah, if the Torah allowed you a d'iraisa for the mitzvah, then the rabbanan would not be geyser a d'rabbanan for a mitzvah purpose. And therefore, Beleza holds, as he says in our Mishnah, that if we allowed you to do a malacha d'iraisa of doing shechita for the animal, for sure we allowed you to do harkavasai and bring it from out of the tchum and doing chatichas ebelis, which are only istra abundance to be done on the Karm Pesach when it falls out on Shabbos.